Hello, twice the Lutheraners. I couldn't let Easter go by without getting on here and saying happy Easter to you. May Christ bless your worship of him in his resurrection this weekend. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We'll post a new episode Monday morning, 5 a.m. But until then, I thought it'd be nice if we could read together the account of the resurrection from John chapter 20. We'll do so with the assistance of that beloved Lutheran composer, Johann Sebastian Bach. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb, so she left and ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb," she told them, "and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out, heading for the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and got to the tomb first. Bending over, he saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was following him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there. The cloth that had been on Jesus' head was not lying with the linen cloths, but was folded up in a separate place by itself. Then the other disciple who arrived at the tomb first also entered. He saw and believed. They still did not yet understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood outside facing the tomb, weeping. As she wept, she bent over looking into the tomb. She saw two angels in white clothes sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She told them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." After she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, though she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you carried him off, tell me where you laid him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and replied in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus told her, "Do not continue to cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." She also told him the things that he said to her.